Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are much more than raisins. www.nationalraisincompany.com, home of the Raisles, which are absolutely incredible. Give them a call today, 559-834-5981. So my fourth recipe for you this week, and I hope you've been enjoying the Brussels sprouts recipes. I hope everybody's getting really excited, because I get excited talking about Brussels sprouts because they are out of this world, is my rosemary grilled Brussels sprouts with a lemon tzatziki sauce. This is good stuff. Let's get started. The very first thing I need is 1 cup of Brussels sprouts that we're going to have cut completely in half. Now, there's a couple ways we can do this, and I highly recommend that whenever we cut these in half, that we're going to go ahead and put these in a nice blanch, which means we're going to bring our water up to a soft boil. We're going to put the Brussels sprouts in there for 7 minutes. We're going to take them out. We're going to let them cool in the refrigerator for about 30 minutes. So this is something you could do ahead of time before putting these on the grill. The reason we do this is because even if we cook our Brussels sprouts on an open flame, and it doesn't matter how high that flame is or whatever, we want to have a nice tender Brussels sprout, but we also want to make sure that it has some snap to it. That way it's more al dente. So what I've learned is if we do these, you know what, 7 minutes that we do on a slow, not really a poach, but if we do it on a slow simmer and a little bit of salt inside of that water, it gives us the most beautiful Brussels sprouts you've ever had. What I'm going to do next is we're going to take 3 tablespoons of melted butter. We're going to top that on. We're going to put that all over our Brussels sprouts. We're going to season with a little bit of salt and pepper, and they are going to go on to a grill. While they're on the grill on both sides, we're going to go ahead and top them with fresh rosemary. It's so important because it's going to take on such a beautiful flavor. And while that's working together in a separate cup, I can take 1 cup of yogurt, 3 tablespoons of lime zest, 1 tablespoon of garlic that we're going to have minced up, and we're going to season that with salt and pepper. Now, the time that you should take to actually cook the Brussels sprouts shouldn't be long at all. All you're looking to really do here is put some nice char onto those sprouts, and then they are done. And with the heat from the grill, it's actually going to start to permeate that rosemary, and that flavor is going to just be epic. And I like to even put the rosemary onto the plate when I serve this, just so everyone can get a whiff of that beautiful rosemary scent. But this is a very easy recipe. I hope you love it and enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.